Kathy, after her mom passed away, Kathy found something scribbled in her mom's yearbook that gave her a whole new idea of what her mom was like when she was young. We'll get to that in a second. We're talking about the things you found after you lost someone that made you laugh. Like, it was one of those things you go, oh, like I just burst out laughing for like 5 minutes yesterday when I was looking up on a high piece of the pantry at, for like a pitcher or something. And, you know, it's been almost a year since Kyle passed away. And it took this long to find his Girl Scout cookie and peanut M&M stash. And I was like,
I love it.
Gold! I struck gold!
Yes.
79 Coast, you lost someone, but then you found something that made you laugh. 79 Coast, 792-6278. Oh, Catherine found a stash too, huh? Catherine.
Yes.
You found a stash too, huh?
Yes. My grandmother, who we called Rah-Rah, used to make chocolate chip cookies. That was like her thing. Whenever she came to visit, she brought chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah.
And when she passed away, my aunt was cleaning out her house and found 5 pounds of chocolate chip cookies.
Five pounds! My God.
Wow.
Oh, that's so sweet. And that, on top of it being like, wow, she was stocked up and ready for years of cookies. On top of that, it's like it probably instantly made you, it's almost like you saw that and you could smell the warm cookies and you thought of her. Yeah.
Yeah. Brings it right back.
That's awesome. All right. Thanks, Catherine.
You have a good day.
How about you too. By the way, speaking of cookies, we played Wyatt, Kelly's little 7-year-old, his latest cooking video. and he makes M&M cookies.
From scratch. No dough.
That's right. He's so cute. We're gonna put that back on the air in a little bit. You could get it in the podcast after the show, coast931.com, or just search Blake Kelly Todd on your podcast app. Hey, Kelsey, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, good.
Good.
What made you laugh? Long after someone was gone, you found something and it makes you laugh. It's still making you laugh.
So my grandmother, my Mimi, was very ill with stage 4 lung cancer. And so she took a very positive approach about everything, though. When she passed away, we went through her iPad just so we could get her Facebook passwords and things like that for my papa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nowadays they don't share that type of things, and the whole electronic thing world is just different for the old folks.
Sure.
But we found in her photos a video of her kissing the camera. We were trying not to get emotional, but like it was exactly what we needed just to like laugh and like repeat. You know, it was on play all the time in our house.
Wait, she was like kissing the camera of her iPad?
You know, like blowing us kisses.
Aww.
It was super awesome because we were able to put that on the end of the slideshow at her service.
Oh, I just got chills.
Yeah, it was awesome. And, you know, I have it on my phone, so if I'm missing her, you know, we were best friends. So I it's just awesome. I can't even explain to you how important that is for all of us to have. Awesome.
It's interesting. Like one of the things I think I posted this at some point that I've learned is how grateful we are for new things when someone is gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And like I've taught, like because of some people who had interacted with Kyle and they, you know, there was a funny story that I had never heard. Like I still now and then will get a new thing.
Yeah.
Even though he's been gone almost a year. And what was really weird was my birthday is April 28th and he died April 29th. So we did like, but at the same, right. So it's like, oh my God, how do you know, it's right near your birthday. Does it ruin your birthday? Like, no, because we had a great weekend together and we saw all our friends and celebrated and like laid low, like had a great day because it was my birthday. So I wouldn't choose any other day for that to be our last day together, you know?
Yeah.
But afterwards, he was all frustrated because he was like the best gift giver. And he,
I remember you saying that.
Yeah. And he, it was, oh my God, it was so frustrating. And I will tell you, I had a couple of like moments this year that I was like, I don't want to say I was grateful that he was gone, but I was relieved not to have to buy him a gift for Valentine's, his birthday, like all, you know, So because he was just so hard to buy gifts for. But he, the other thing was that he was a great gift giver. So it made you feel doubly bad, you know? And he had gotten something for me, but the shipping had been delayed and he was all pissed off about it. And he was like, so you're not getting your gift for a little bit. So he died the next morning. So then I was sitting there and I forgot about it until I was like, oh my God, there's going to be something that comes in the mail that's from him after he's gone, you know?
God.
And so that wasn't funny then. But what was funny was when the thing started to come is I couldn't figure out whether he had bought certain things for me or for him.
Oh.
And I was like, wait a minute, was this a gift for me or was this for himself? Because there were like three or four things. And I was like, I don't think these were all for me. I think that was his.
Yeah.
You know, and I got it anyway.
Right. One for you, one for me.
Yeah. But I took all of them myself anyway, because obviously he was gone. Yep. But I was like, it was one of those funny things. But yeah, we're always grateful for those new things we learned, like that little kissy video. All right,
yeah,
Kelsey.
Absolutely.
Thanks for calling, sweetheart. Have a good weekend, whatever that means nowadays.
Yeah, right? Whatever day it is.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let me get Catherine on. Catherine, someone was gone, and then you found something that made you laugh, like it was funny.
After my mom passed, I lived out of state, so when I got there, some of my brothers went through her chest of, like an old, from World War II, of pictures and stuff. So whatever was left, I found this little book. It was an autograph book when she was in high school that people would sign, you know, at the end of the year. That's how they did it back then.
Oh, yeah, like a yearbook.
I found out my mom's nickname.
Oh.
Was Vivi.
Vivi?
Vivi?
Yeah, her name was Viola. They called her Vi or called her Vivi. And some of the poems, you know, written in there were, you know, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. If it wasn't for Vivi, the boy's lips would rust.
That's awesome.
Oh, my God, to see that side of my mom.
Right?
You know.
Wow, she was a little floozy.
Go Vivi.
Well, you got it, baby. She got red hair like I got my red hair from her.
Oh, my God. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. If it weren't for Vivi, the boy's lips would rust.
I love it.
That is awesome. Oh, God. Yeah. See, that stuff is great. Thanks for calling, Kathy.
Thanks, guys.
Sugar kisses. Vivi's got them lips like sugar.
Woo!
That's awesome. That's awesome.